Okay, now we're going to compute the specific heat and the energy for our diatomic system. But first we want to derive a general formula, which is true for any system in the canonical ensemble. So the idea is to note that the free energy has always the structure of the integration over P over Q divided by some constant, which depends on the system, monatomic, diatomic, polyatomic, of e to minus beta h. This is the structure of the partition function. And then the free energy is always minus kT, the logarithm of Q. So if you use these two relations, it's easy to prove that the derivative of beta f with respect to beta is the average value of the Hamiltonian. Essentially, if you take beta f, you are eliminating the factor of kT. So beta f is minus the logarithm of q. And then you take the derivative and the definition, and you immediately see that you get the average value of h. So the energy in the canonical sample, whatever is the system, monatomic, diatomic, polyatomic, doesn't matter, is always the derivative of beta f with respect to beta. Now we want to use this relation to compute the energy for our diatomic system. The temperature dependence is only in lambda effective, which we write explicitly as a function of lambda 1, lambda 2, and the integral over the intramolecular potential. So beta f is n times logarithm of rho, which doesn't depend on temperature, and the logarithm of lambda cube effective, which depends on temperature, minus n. So we take the derivatives so that we get the energy, and it's easy to verify that 1 over lambda 1 d lambda 1 over d beta is nothing but 3 halves kT. The second contribution, the contribution of lambda 2, is the same. And then we get the contribution of the intramolecular potential, which is 1 over e, the integral of V e to minus beta V. So we collect everything together at page 2, and we get the contributions of the kinetic energies, which is 3n kT, which is exactly what you predict on the basis of the equipartition theorem. The molecule has 6 translational degrees of freedom. There are 2 atoms, 3 degrees of freedom for each atom. Each degree of freedom gives a contribution of 1/2 kT, so we get 3n kT. And then we get the contributions of the interaction, of the intramolecular interaction, that we can interpret as the average intramolecular energy. We can indeed introduce a sort of a probability density for the distance, for the position, for the relative positions of the two atoms, which is e to minus beta v divided by a normalizing factor, which is nothing but the integral I. So the last term is nothing but the average intramolecular energy. Then we can compute the specific heat per particle, which is 1 over n, the derivative of the energy with respect to t. Of course, the translational degrees of freedom give a contribution of 3k. Well, if you do the calculation for the intramolecular contribution, we get something that we can interpret as plus the average value of the variance of the potential in the probability distribution that we have already defined. So the specific heat is 3k plus k divided by kT to the power 2 squared times the average value of V minus the average value of V all squared. All contributions are positive, so we get that the specific heat is at least larger than 3k. As an exercise, prove that if V were a harmonic potential, it would also contribute a factor of order, not of order, a factor 1/2 kT. That the full result would be 7/2 k. But now this is not in agreement with experiments, because we know that for oxygen, which is a diatomic molecule, or nitrogen, at room temperature, the specific heat per particle is 5/2 by mK, which is less, of course, than 3K. And this shows the problems of our classical approximation that we never discussed. We are always assuming that the system is classical, so that quantum effects can be neglected. But in this case, this is not true. There are vibrational modes, so the vibration of the molecule, that cannot be treated classically, simply because the typical energies in the quantum case are larger than the typical thermal energy. Did we know that in oxygen or nitrogen, the spacing of the vibrational levels is of order of 0.2, 0.3 electron volts, while the typical kinetic energy, the typical thermal energy at room temperature, is 1 over 40 electron volts, which is much smaller. So we are not in the classical regime. The classical regime requires the spacing among the quantum levels to be much smaller than KT, while here we are in the opposite case. In practice, at room temperature in these molecules, essentially all of the molecules are in the vibrational ground state, so that there are no vibrations in some sense. The system is quantum, and so there are no contributions to the specific heat due to the vibrations of the molecules. In practice, at room temperature, a good model for diatomic molecules is the dumbbell or barbell model, in which there are two atoms whose distance is fixed. The two atoms cannot move, so that the molecule has only rotational degrees of freedom. The molecule can rotate, but cannot vibrate. So here we have three translational degrees of freedom. The molecule can, of course, move freely. And then two rotational degrees of freedom. The total number of degrees of freedom is 5, and so the specific heat is 5 over 2k because of the equipartition theorem. So in this case, you see that the result that we get is not correct simply because we are making the classical approximation. In this course, we'll always use classical statistical mechanics, but one should remember that in some cases, this approximation is not correct, because some modes may not be classical at the temperatures that we are considering.